Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom Wright. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter juggles the ball. That's an error on Easter. Fox scores. Robinson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Robinson trying to get to home. Simpson throws the ball into Hegan, who tags Robinson for the out. Wright moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland bunts towards third. Minoso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hegan moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive towards first. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Carrasquel moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Fox moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to home to get Fox. Minoso moves to third. Robinson moves to second. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Wright goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Mickey Harris now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler is walked intentionally. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 8-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Krisnick now playing third base. Manny Minoso now playing left field. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Hegan goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, White Sox. Bill Glenn pinch hits for Mickey Harris. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a pop-up towards third. Krisnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Rozek now pitching. Ray Boone now playing second base. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. Minoso moves to third. One out. It's 9-2, White Sox. Ted Wilks now pitching. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up towards third. Krasnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rivera strikes out. 1 out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lawler. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Lawler steals second. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown strikes out. 2 outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton now catching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Tipton and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Krasnick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Krasnick reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. It's 11-2, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Ted Wilks. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. Mitchell scores. Boone moves to third. It's 11-4, White Sox. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields the ball and throws to Kennedy covering. Safe. Boone scores. Doby moves to third. It's 11-5, White Sox. Luis Aloma now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. One out. It's 11-6, White Sox. Wally Westlake pinch hits for Harry Simpson. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Westlake now playing right field. Steve Gramek now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aloma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aloma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Brissy now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.